message is sent through a colon.
I'll cover that.
You would have to send an email if you wanted to contact us to the LVCVS.
So it doesn't go to you?
It goes to our graffiti abatement department.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it doesn't directly go to you guys.
No.
No, but I...
So we do have to send a second email.
Yeah, let me just take that, just to do a little twist on that, because this is something that I learned actually today, that our officers don't even know yet. That's true. The Go Long Beach doesn't go directly to us, but we do have access through that through Public Works, so we can see it. We're in the process of upgrading some of our computer systems. Since we're in that process, we're not completely there yet, but this software upgrade will help us reach out and pull that data, and we'll be able to see it. So, no, we can't see it right now. Yes, we will be able to, but we do have access to that. Great question. Thank you very much for that, because that will definitely help us in the future. Another thing for on the graffiti, one second, sir, I just want to cover this before I forget. Another thing on the graffiti is my crime analyst monitors the graffiti when it comes in. We look at it, we want to know what it says, we want to know where it is, and if it's something that is of concern to us on the enforcement side of putting some resources in the area, we use that as one of our many tools to address crime issues. So that is something that we pay attention to, we stay on top of. Your help, I can't stress enough how much your photos from Go Long Beach and getting that to us will help us in the future, especially when that occurs. And I'm just going to take a quick break real quick because Vice Mayor Garcia is here and he'd like to step up and just say a couple words. And then we'll get to you, sir, back there.